At a time when the national birth rate is on decline, Utah is maintaining a significantly higher birth rate than most other states.
What you will have happening in a state like Utah is you've got enough local population generation to actually meet a lot of your needs.
That's Mark Watisha, the president and CEO of the Children's Hospital Association in Washington. His organization, along with the Lucille Packard Foundation for Children, released a report this month about the declining birth rates.
One of the things we have noted, though, is that the higher growth states oftentimes will have numbers of people moving there from other states.
This means, although Utah may not have the same concerns regarding an aging population as other states, the children raised in Utah are not necessarily going to be the adults making up the state's workforce. The recently released report called The Importance of Children in America is prefaced with the statistic that 40% of adults born in the United States join the workforce in a different state than they were born and receive childhood health care and education. Because of this, Watisha says people of all states need to focus on meeting the needs of the nation's children as a whole.
This is a broader public issue. This is really not affordable for any individual family or individual people to pay for all their own health care. It's really not affordable for individual people to create all of their educational structure. This requires a country, requires a government, requires all of us.
Watisha says in order for the country to continue having a large enough workforce, it is important that national policy decisions are geared towards meeting the needs of all 80 million children in the United States. With Utah Public Radio, I'm Madeline Mortensen.